And I efforted him and I found him. He is the UFC president. He is a friend of the program. UFC 255. Figueiredo and Perez, Saturday night, live at UFC Apex. It's on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Dana, good to have you back. How are you, Dana?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, Dana. Hey, listen, really quickly, before I talk to you about UFC 255, how about a quick thought about UFC 254? Last time you and I talked, it was right before Khabib and Gaethje. When you look back on that night, what sticks out to you the most?
God, it was such a cool moment. Obviously, the fight, the way he won the fight, and you know, small arena in Abu Dhabi, not many people there, and everybody was standing on their feet, hanging on every word that he said. It was a pretty cool moment.
And Dana, I thought that the moment was amazing, but when you consider what Khabib went through emotionally in terms of the passing of his father, the physical challenge he faced in the build-up to that fight that the world did not know about, but we found out afterwards, what's it say about him that he didn't pull out of that fight?
He is, first of all, he's one of the most honorable guys I've ever dealt with, number one. Number two, you know, he's a total badass. The guy is one of the greatest of all time.
All right, so really quickly, he announced that he was retiring, and it made sense, but over the weekend it came out that he's still drug testing. Is there a part of you that expects him to fight again to get to 30-0?
I do. You said it best a minute ago. He was so emotional, you know, after that fight with everything that he'd been through, especially the death of his father. But his father wanted him to go to 30-0, so I think he will.
So if he does, Dana, who would you like to see him fight?
I don't know. We're going to have to see how some of these fights play out. Obviously, McGregor signed his bout agreement today to fight Dustin Poirier. Gaethje is out there with possibly, you know, who knows who Gaethje could fight next. I don't know who. You know, we've got to see how all this thing plays out. Michael Chandler and possibly Tony Ferguson are going to fight.
Dana White's my guest. Dan, I'm going to ask you about 255, UFC 255 in a minute, but you mentioned Conor. You and I have talked so many times about Conor. The news did break that agreement is done, but by the time they fight on January 23rd, it would have been more than a year since he fought Cowboy. Any idea what to expect from Conor against Poirier?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, obviously, Poirier's wanted this fight for so long now, the rematch with Conor. He's a much better fighter than he was the first time that they fought. And Conor is always dangerous, you know. From what I've seen from him on social media, it looks like he's in great shape. Looks like he's training hard. And even before this, he was training to do some type of charity bike event. So the guy's in shape.
Dana White's joining us. All right, so you follow up that massive card from UFC 254 with another huge one Saturday night, UFC 255. It's the first time, actually, in company history, the two flyweight championship bouts are going to headline the event. How hyped are you for that card?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the two main events are awesome. I mean, Figueiredo is such a beast. This kid is a savage. Valentina Shevchenko is a savage. You got Mike Perry versus Tim Means on this card. Chukagian versus Cynthia Calvillo. Shogun, who was on the card. Brandon Moreno. Joaquin Buckley, who you know, had that viral knockout a few weeks ago on Fight Island. You know, the card is stacked from top to bottom.
All right, so you sound pretty hyped for it. Now, Figueiredo, he was defending his title against Alex Perez, coming off back-to-back wins over Benavidez. He won the rematch in the first round with a fight that you described, quote, as pure violence. What did he show you in that fight?
Yeah, no, this kid is the real deal. He goes in there and he tries to hurt you, you know, and he has wins over, you know, some of the best in the world. He proved who he was in that Benavidez fight, man, and I'm excited to see him. You know, this is one of those fights. Figueiredo is one of those guys. You know, Rogan called me the other day and was just telling me how pumped he was for this fight. You know, when there's good fights with guys that we know are going to be, as you said, violent, me and Rogan get excited and talk on the phone for about an hour.
Pure violence. You mentioned Shevchenko. You know, watching the UFC 255 embedded videos, she seems really relaxed, really laid back, kind of kick back. But does she throw the switch? Like, how scary is it when she gets into the cage?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's like. When you meet her, she's one of the sweetest human beings on the planet. But when she gets inside that octagon, man, she's an absolute killer.
What about the entire family, in fact?
Yeah, exactly. Her sister's on the card. Her, her sister's on the card. She's fighting Ariana Lipsky, which should be another great fight.
And on top of that, their mother is a black belt in Taekwondo, right? And she fought. So how impressive is that family?
That I didn't know. Yeah, that's pretty badass.
That's what I'm here for, Dana, to teach, to drop knowledge. Dana, I know you're a boxing guy at heart as well. I got to ask you really quickly. Did you check out Bud Crawford beating Kell Brook? And better yet, did you see your guy, Bob Arum, complaining after the fact that Crawford does not do enough to promote himself and, in fact, has cost him enough money the last few fights by not promoting himself that he could have bought a house in Beverly Hills? Did you see those comments?
I can't stand that guy. I mean, the language I want to use when we talk about Bob Arum, I can't on your radio show. But, you know, I imagine this. The kid signs a deal with a promoter. Bob Arum is supposed to be his promoter. It's your job to sell that kid. You did a deal with him and agreed on an amount of money, and it's your job to go out and sell him. So you're mad because this kid goes out and does what he does. He's the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. And he doesn't sell himself. No, that's your job, Bob. Listen, Bob Arum is done. He's done. I heard his. What's interesting is his little stepson, Todd, usually keeps his big mouth shut. But I heard he's been talking smack lately too. These guys are freaking out because it's over, man. It's over. And you know, there was a time when me and the Fertittas bought this business, and Bob Arum came out with a quote about how ridiculous the UFC was and that he heard the Fertittas were losing, I quote, oodles and oodles of money. Well, I'm hearing that Bob Arum's losing oodles and oodles of money now too, so I get why he's so angry.
UFC 255 is Saturday, live at UFC Apex on ESPN+. It is pay-per-view. He is UFC president, friend of the program. He is Dana White, and he just closed the show for us. Dana, I appreciate you. Great to have you back on. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
You got it, Dana. Thank you very much. See, now Dana knows the room. Dana knows his room. He checked himself hard. Like, I can't use the words on your radio program that I want to use to describe how I feel about this. My thanks to Dana White.